Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Naked Englishman. I'm Richard Vobes. It's the 17th of April, 2025, at some time in the morning. The sun is shining and it's very lovely. Just got out of the bath and I feel nice and clean and fresh, ready for the day. I've had a lovely shave, the old shag. That's clean. Looking for my slippers this morning. There they are, putting them on my foots. And these old socks, which were lying around in the kitchen, not quite sure why they're doing that. Into the washing machine they go. It's 7:30 in the morning, and it is a lovely morning. I may have said that, but I'm repeating myself now for hopes that one gets a repeat fee from the BBC. There we go. The slippers are very lovely slippers, but they do take a bit of an effort to get on. It's almost like they're a size too small, but they're not really, because once they're on, they're very comfortable and they fit perfectly, but they do grip around the side. I'm just putting some stuff away in the kitchen here. Washing, drying the stuff that's already washed, that the lovely Julia actually washed very kindly last nightly. And I am putting a whaley, hanging up the saucepans and things like that. Yesterday was quite windy, and but the weather was pleasant. I hear that in different parts of the country, it was not as nice, but it was wet and windy and cold in places. So we were very lucky, and it's one of the reasons I quite like being in the south of England. I think the cat is wanting to come in. Here we go, Puss Puss. There we go. And actually, you've got food already down. Look, here, here. Here, look, here. Food is already there. And you can have a couple of those just to start you off. Don't like giving the cat the commercial food, like Go Cat and things like that. So it's got its own special food. However, we ran out the other day, so we had to get an emergency supply. And what we did, what I have now too, because he kind of likes it, because I guess there's sugars in it or whatever there's in it to make them like it. I give them it to him instead of the very sweetie treats, which are even sweeter than that. So I give him a couple of those little Go-Kart pellets and he thinks, oh, this is a treat. And then there's his actual proper meat. And he then gravitates to it. It works. If it works, keep doing it. That's what I say. So yesterday I was working on the old book, very close to where now, I'm on 310, page 310 or 315, I can't remember, very close to where I stopped writing on the first draft, in which there wasn't quite an ending, and very close to coming to that point to put on the ending and re-edit the ending, then I shall get myself a master copy printed in a book form that will be there for me to read through and make final sort of edits, my own personal edits, and then I shall make another copy for a couple of proofreaders to read through and ascertain what they make of it. You may say it's a load of old rubbish. And away we go. Then it's a question of self-publishing and getting it out. I cannot imagine a publisher would want to touch it because of some of the things that I say. And also, I don't really want one to touch it because they'll take bloody another year to get the thing out. And, well, one wants to have this out a little quicker than that. Thank you very much indeed. We are going to the farm shop today to get some more food, farm food. We do this once a week, mostly, and it's usually on a Thursday, but not always, because sometimes when we're away, it doesn't work with our week, of course. It does look very lovely. I haven't read to you from Kilvert's diary for a long time, so I thought maybe I should. And the question is, can I find it? The answer is, yes, I can. Which is handy. So I'm going to sit here at my desk and give it a whirl. Oh. Let's just move some of this paperwork out the way. Kilvert's diary, a selected edited diary introduced by somebody. So we are in April, the 17th of April, and we've gone well past March, I think, which was our last time that we looked at it. And April, let's have a look. The 5th of April we've got in there, the 21st, the 14th. So what year is this? I'm just looking to see what year we're in. 1872. Let's have a look at 1871, see if we can get one that's a bit closer. April the 14th, 19th, what did we say we were? The 17th. So there's one entry here for the 15th. It's quite long, but let's risk it, go as a biscuit, as they say. So here we go. Let me just get the glasses into a good position. Saturday the 15th of April. Last night, like a fool, I drank strong tea, and in consequence I tossed from side to side the livelong night, and never closed my eyes till 5 this morning, with the additional comfort of being in a frantic state of nervous energy. The Miss Halls left the Miss Halls, that's a strange way of putting it, the Miss Halls left the vicarage this morning at 9:45 to catch the 10:15 train for Neath. I had promised to go and wish them goodbye, but when I got to the vicarage stable at 11 o'clock, the carriage was gone. Well, it would have done, because they left beforehand, wouldn't they? William Pugh was chaff cutting in the barn. "They're at the hay by now," he said consolingly, and I, like an idiot, thought the train went at 11:26. Provoking, vexing, I would have given a sovereign to see them and speak to them once more. And what must they have thought? That I would not take the trouble to come and see them off in spite of my promise? I crossed the lawn, seeing Mrs. Venerables and the baby in the drawing-room. But in spite of them, how could cold, blank, dull, and empty room... I'll read that again, because that didn't make any sense whatsoever. But in spite of them, how cold, blank, dull, and empty the room looked. There was the table at which they used to sit, writing letters. 10 days ago I scarcely knew of their existence, nor cared, and now? Mrs. V said they had left a kind message for me. They were all disappointed when I didn't come in time, and now I am so vexed. I should have loved dearly to take another look at their bonny faces, especially Catherine's. How well I remember her standing at the head of the grave on Easter Eve and making up the primroses into bunches for the primrose cross. Her little foot peeped out from under her dress. I thought it was the prettiest foot I ever saw. Then there was the church on Good Friday, just as Petrarch first saw Laura in the cathedral on Good Friday. When and where was that kindled that would renown the flame? And there was the drive to Beaurood, the call at Cormoor, the dinner party in the evening, and the place where she sat by the maiden stile. Ah, they are nice, sweet girls, so natural and genuine, so pleasant and kind. Well, well, such is life, comings and goings and meetings and partings. I thought I was not going to care for anyone again. I wonder if there is any receipt for hardening the heart and making it less impressible. I went back sadly to my room, took down and went sorrowfully on with my sermon for tomorrow, feeling as if all was dull and blank, and as if some light and interest had suddenly gone out of my life. It was pleasant to see Mrs. Nash downstairs again in the cosy, warm parlour. I went to read to Sackville Thomas. Being tub night, Polly, with great celerity and satisfaction, stripped herself naked to her drawers before me, and was very anxious to take off her drawers too for my benefit, but her grandmother would not allow her. As it happened, the drawers in question were so inadequately constructed that it made uncommonly little difference whether they were on or off, and there was a most interesting view from the rear. Then the grandmother washed her head with soft soap and hot water in a tub, the little image kneeling in her drawers on the cold stone floor, with her head in the tub close to the open door to the road. That was the entry. I assume that that was a little girl of some very young age, not some busty woman wishing to take all her drawers off and then having her grandmother wash her head in the tub with her rear end poking out so that all and sundry could peer through the open door as they passed in their carriages. But anyway, there we are. Bit of a reading. I haven't done that for a while, and I do apologise for reading so awfully this morning. I was reading quite well last night because Julia and I were sitting in the kitchen by the fire and reading R.F. Delderfield, Post of Honour, the second book in the Horseman Rides By series.
You read beautifully last night.
And there you go. Whereas this morning I'm tripping over my words, unable to string a sentence, you know, the usual thing, first thing in the morning.
But that's happening without even reading.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
See, I'm tripping over my thoughts.
Yes, nice thoughts to trip over. So, yeah, there we are. I suppose better stick on the internet. So I've got an interview later on at 4, about 5G, and I've got what's the thing I do in the mornings? I'm doing that now. A video, a monologue to do. That was the thing. Feeling a bit slow to wake up this morning. Apologies for that. But one will get going relatively soon. There's no rush. Maybe I need a pipeful. Maybe that's what it is. A little injection. I didn't have any coffee this morning, so that could be it as well. I should go and make myself a cup of coffee and have a pipeful, and the life will be all right. The sun is shining. Everything is all good. You're looking a bit pensive.
I don't know where my hairbrush is.
Ah, yes, that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
The purple one, the orange, the bright pink one.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yes, I was not using it yesterday for any wicked purpose or any purpose. Quite what I would use it for. I have no, you know, it's good as a foot tickler.
Well, I suppose you could brush the cat with it, but he's got his own.
Yes, he's got his own. Is it not upstairs? You've not looked upstairs?
I have looked upstairs.
Is it not in the...
I've not looked upstairs.
You've not looked upstairs. Is it in the bin?
Well, I don't see where it would be.
No, it's not in... Well, it may have fallen in the bin, you know.
This is true.
It may have flown across the room in a fit of... angst, yes, and then just fallen, as these things can possibly do, as gravity takes hold.
Yes.
And dropped in the bin. It'll turn up, won't it?
Mm. When my hair's dried into a big mat.
Ah, that's not quite what you want. I need to clip my fingernail because I think I've just bent it backwards.
Ow.
Which is not nice. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I shall leave you now whilst I go up the apples and pears, waiting for the internet to connect so I can get this on dreaded thing online. And I shall look for them. But will I find them? Oh, yes, I will. So have a lovely day, whatever you're doing, and I will... Oh, there we go. Oh, I've just lost that one somewhere on the floor. Anyway, don't start the whole hand. It was just that one. Right, until next time, toodle-pip.